Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. It's time to awaken to empowerment. It's time for Truth Talk Tuesday. Hey, this is Carol Parisi, and we are going to discuss solutions for what's ailing us today. There's so much discombobulation. There's so much discombobulation and misinformation and a lot of negative stuff out there. So really feel it's time for all freedom-loving souls just to get on the truth train with love and empowerment and enlightenment. And today I really feel compelled to go over Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles of Success. Okay? This is huge. If you want success, real success in your life, then you've got to deploy some of these principles. And these are timeless truths. For Truth Talk Tuesday. Napoleon Hill wrote this stuff in the 30s during the Great Depression, and he interviewed some of the most successful people of his time under the auspices of and the direction of Mr. Andrew Carnegie. So, same people as Carnegie Hall, Carnegie Steel, but just the titans of industry of the turn of the century, which really helped to create a great America, to make America great, and amazing things. But here, let's go over these principles of success. I don't know if we're going to get through all 17. Personally, I think that maybe we unpack each one every day. Personally, I'm going to try to go ahead and do a show every day, a content-rich show. Probably going to start seeking folks that want to start coming on and have call-ins and do some coaching on the show. Please feel free to reach out to me if that's something you want to do. And if you want to be coached on the phone, and we could take it from there. If anybody wants to call in, our call-in number is 646-787-1584. If you feel compelled. If not, that's great. If you're listening in, if you're listening on a download, that's awesome. I'm going to be trying to do this show every week. The only set time we do is Monday night, and then everything else is going to be like catch-as-catch-can, because life kind of takes over sometimes. But Monday night is our confirmed show. But right now, we are going to be going over Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles of Success. And the very first principle, which is huge, it's ginormous, and it's so true, is you have to develop definitiveness of purpose. There is so much power in clarity. Clarity is power. When you know where you're going, then your pathway is created by you. You start creating your own journey. You have to have the definitiveness of purpose. So success and progress towards achieving your goals in life begin with knowing where you're going. Any dominating idea, plan, or purpose held in your conscious mind through repeated effort and emotionalized by a burning desire for its realization is taken over by the subconscious and acted upon through whatever natural and logical means may be available. So, you know, here's the thing. You need to take action, too. I'm going to totally unpack this, develop a definitiveness of purpose. And I find that, I could sit around and I can emotionalize what I want. I'm really good at that, and I'm really good at going ahead and you know, praying and believing. But you need to create that roadmap of action plans. And sometimes there are bumps in the road, which kind of get you a tad bit off a track or a tangent. But that is where your test of tenacity comes in. And tenacity was a word that we used on the Steve Beamon show this coming Sunday. You could go to stevebeamon.com and listen to some of these great shows. I just choose to unpack, go down this success path, which, you know, is the emotional and the emotionally intellectual path. And, yes, health and wellness, I will do fitness and wellness and all that. But let's go back. Let's drill down and talk about any dominating idea. That is called focus, okay? So everyone should sit down with a pad of paper and go ahead and just start writing. Start writing of everything you've ever wanted in your life. And then write down, you know, what you've accomplished in your life through principles like this. But then also write down what you think your problems are. And you can do it on separate sheets of paper. I'm probably going to come up with some kind of wonderful goal-setting pages for as we roll out our coaching program, which I'm going to hopefully get that nailed in 2017. That's definitely a goal, is to create a goal. That's my goal, is to create a total goal map for yourself, which would make things easy and peasy, and maybe even do it like fun, like a kid. But any dominating idea or plan with purpose. So look at your life. Look at your physical life. Are you as healthy as you want to be? Are you exercising as much? Are you eating? Because, you see, you're going to need to be totally healthy to sustain your success. Because real success, the number one thing, you can have millions of dollars. The number one thing is, if you don't have your health, you don't got nada. Okay? Zippo, zilcho. So you hold that in your conscious mind. And repeated effort and emotionalization by a burning desire for its realization is taken over by the subconscious mind. That is so true. Everything we keep hearing, everything that we keep downloading into our brains on a daily basis, an hourly basis, our conversations, our words that we speak, that we project out there, that all gets embedded in our subconscious programming. So here's the thing. We really need to go ahead and focus on positive things that you could, A, have control over. You cannot dwell on things that you can't have control over. That is where the principle of faith, which is one of my big words of wisdom, and it's a profound success principle, is part of it. So here, so you go ahead and you embed in that subconscious mind, and then you act upon through whatever natural and logical means may be available. So you start taking baby steps. You put together a roadmap, your path, your journey to this goal, this objective that you want. And you can do this in every area of your life. And it's amazing. It is wonderful. Now, your mental attitude gives power to everything you do. So we've been discussing this. You've really got to take that mindset and create a positive can-do mindset. You have to be conscious of the words that you speak. You have to be conscious of the people you're talking to. You have to keep giving this, feeding this thing clarity on a consistent basis. Every day, in every way, you're getting better and better. Start doing some mantras. Start waking up in the morning and being grateful for what you have. Lay your roadmap down the night before. Get up, you know, a half hour earlier and set your goals for the day and what you need to accomplish. Your mental attitude is also directed by your successes, because success breeds success. So if you go ahead and have small successes by chipping away at these things that you're doing, you're gonna feel more positive. Remember, your mental attitude gives power to everything you do, If your attitude is positive, your actions and thoughts further your ends. If your attitude is negative, if you're going into the area of stinking thinking, you are constantly undermining your own efforts, okay? If you keep, I can't do it, and you start making all these excuses. And yesterday's show in the book Think and Grow Rich, there was all the excuses that we tell ourselves, the little stories. That's where the Devil's Workshop is, right? So we will be going into next week's Monday show, going to do the Outwitting the Devil. It's going to be awesome. But we're going to break down some of these principles now. Your negative attitudes, where you sit there and you tell yourself stories, the stupid stories of like, oh, well, if I only had a good education, the if-onlys. If I could get a job, if I had good health, if I had time. Hey, listen, you make the time for what you want to do. Your health, for the most part, a lot of times, you take control of your health. If you have extraneous illnesses, take your mind and believe that and do the right action steps, and you will feel better. Don't tell yourself stories, okay? Don't tell yourself stories. Your mental attitude is your power. It's your PowerPoint with clarity, superpowers, okay? The starting point of all human achievement is the development of a definite major purpose. Without this, you're like a ship without a compass. So you really need to roadmap. Take a look from the end in mind. Start looking at the end in mind of what you want. Really, just go nuts. Spend 20 minutes and write everything. Spend a half hour, whatever it takes. Just get a notebook. They're really cheap. Right now, school's still starting. You probably go to Office Max, and for under $1, you could get a notebook. If you need a notebook, call me. I'll give you a notebook. And you just write down what you always dreamed and what your ideal life looks like and places you want to go and things you want to do, and classes you want to take, and books you want to read, and people you want to help, and start really creating things that just give so much energy and juice to your life that there's no way you can't do them, but you need to get them out there. Get them out there. And then you break them down into classifications where, you know what, I want to work out. Well, why don't you start working out today? Start working out today. There's so many YouTube videos out there. Go for a 20-minute walk. You know how to walk. Go for a 20-minute walk. Get your heart rate up to the fact that you can't, you can't breathe really well where you're talking like this. That's a good aerobic exercise, okay? When is now a good time to start something? Now. Do it now. So get that major definitiveness of purpose. For me, Ideal Life Systems is my focus because we are going to help folks to create their ideal life through these systems. I have to develop a goal-setting plan that's so simple, that's fun to do, that's engaging. We'll be getting it out there. And personally, I'm going to be doing seminars, webinars, getting out there, talking to people with events. And, these are huge things to help you. And, you know what, if you're into this kind of self-personal development, contact me, because I'm looking for other partners to go ahead and really start moving some of these things forward. Partner with people that are like-minded. Hook up with people that are positive and encouraging. Don't hang out with the talkers. Oh, yeah, I got this great business idea. Yeah, you've had the same damn business idea since 1986. You sit around, you smoke pot, and you never do anything about it, you know? And then you get a little bit of money, you throw a ton of money at it, but you got to actually get out of the boat and do the work. Just throwing money at something isn't going to make your business go. You got to go out, make the calls, make the contacts, engage the folks. It's important. I could help train you. We could help train you here at Ideal Life Systems. Don't be giving yourself that stinking thinking. So that leads to our next principle. That's number two. And that's develop your mastermind alliance. That is part of the wonderful Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich principle, is that mastermind. and you need to find like-minded people. And a mastermind alliance consists of two or more. It could be a husband and wife, it could be your best friend, working actively together in perfect harmony toward a common definitive objective, okay? And I remember back in 2004, I put together a mastermind group, and we were going to, I totally saw the crisis, the train wreck of the foreclosures coming, and I put together a mastermind group, and we would meet every Tuesday night, and we would go over the principles of Think and Grow Rich, and I really believed that we were going to go ahead and buy foreclosures. Well, the funny thing is, we didn't end up buying the foreclosures, but all of us ended up working with different realtors to help facilitate some of the, after these homes went into foreclosure, to maintain, do property maintenance. And it was actually great fun. It was a great business. Things kind of took a turn. We'll go there. But the principle was that we had a mastermind group, and by that mastermind group, mostly everybody that was in that group got out there and participated in the foreclosures, but it wasn't the way we thought. But sometimes things take that turn, and it was great. It was fun. So through Mastermind Alliance, you can appropriate and use the full strength of the experience, training, and knowledge of others. And that's the thing. You know, find people that have knowledge you don't have, and then you complement each other in such a great way. That is how success is created. So no individual has ever achieved success without the help and the cooperation of others. It's so true. We are here to lift each other up. We are here to encourage each other and empower each other. There's a difference between empowerment and enabling, though. You know, you have somebody that's delusional and, I'm going to go ahead and throw all my money into this thing and it's going to be great because I threw money into it. No, you got to get out of bed and turn off your movies and cable television, and you need to go, and you need to get out there and meet with folks. You need to go ahead, and if you've created something, let other people know about it. And if that's not your gift, great. Find some people that are great at doing that. You know, embrace your gift. Find out what you're good at, what juices you. But find other people that are different than you at those things. No individual, remember, has ever achieved any amount of success without the help and cooperation of others. The value of gathering together those of a like mind is self-evident. Look what our founders did in America. Okay, they beat the British Army. A group of brains coordinated in a spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy than a single brain. The biblical principle, whenever two or more are gathered, God tells us that in the Bible, okay? Just as a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery. So get that group, that mastermind group together. And then it says, assemble an attractive personality. You know what? Be who you are, but be the best of who you are. Don't be the curmudgeon. If you're a curmudgeon, we need to talk about attitude, okay? Because your attitude will determine your altitude. And that's another success principle word from the Master Your Words segment that we use. Your attitude will determine your altitude. Because remember, words are our containers of power. Our thoughts become our words become our actions become our destiny for power. So, you know, first of all, watch your words. Watch them. Don't be talking down about yourself. Don't be smack-talking yourself. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, I think the Bible says. You know, God doesn't make no junk. So you can have a poverty mindset, meaning, oh, I can't do it, lack, you know, you're not good enough. Or you could have an abundance and a prosperity mindset where I could do all things and a positive attitude. It's huge, but you need to put the proper action behind it. That's what gives it legs. So a positive mental attitude is going to make people, make you more of a better, attractive personality. There's a certain light that shines around you when you're positive. And yes, some people like me, I'm naturally a positive person. I've always been, quote unquote, the Energizer Bunny. And I was always told as a kid, if there was a Miss America pageant that I was in, I would win Miss Congeniality. I really love people, and I love to hear what people have to say, and I want to help, and that's just my nature, okay? That is intrinsically, authentically, you know, who I am. That is how I was created. And you know what? I know when people hang out with me, sometimes I get people pissed off, which is a good thing. You know, I like to, you know, comfort the disturbed, but then disturb the comfortable. I'm not real big on, you know, the ego people that think that they're always right and, you know, they're better than you and, you know, hey. You know what? Mm-mm. You may be better at something than I am, but you're not better than me. We are really all created equally with different gifts and talents. And that's why when you bring this in the mastermind, you bring wonderful gifts and talents together of people that are service-minded, where they want to work together. And I am not a social statist, a socialist where, you know, we're all about the collective. You have to be your individual best, and then you bring your best to the table to help others, okay? But see, in today's society, we're all collective. Everybody's a sheep. They all want this group think. Groupthink is good as long as the individual is strong and intrinsically there. So positive mental attitude, good personality, courtesy, politeness, let go of the ego, okay? That's what I'm talking about. So many people do not believe that they should put others first. Have you ever been in line in a store? I think it's hysterical. I go in line in these stores, and it's some of these folks that, well, I'm not even going to go there because that can be misconstrued as not being nice. But it's amazing to me how some people think that they should just get in front of you. And I'm so like boisterous. I'll say to them, oh, yes, you're more important than I am. So you have to have a pleasing personality and be courteous. Courtesy is a very, you know, it's very much in short, it's in big demand and short order. Most people don't even understand that they're being rude. So going back to this thing, so get your personality, make it good, make it happy. Thank you, please, excuse me, put others first, be kind. One of my greatest fun things to do is to, like, go help people. You know, I mean, this old lady in the grocery store, she had her little, you know, walker, and it was really hard for her, and I helped her load the groceries. It was really cool. Gave me a good feeling, too. So that's an attractive personality. That's something that comes from the heart, takes time. Emotions are nothing but reflections of your mental attitude, which you can organize, guide, and completely control. So many people, I had a bad day today, so I'm going to be in a bad mood. Okay, you know what? Get over it. Put it behind you. Don't take it out on other people. Nobody's your punching bag. Okay? Now, if you have a friend that you could say, you know, I had a really crappy day today, I'm in this sour puss mood, and your friend gets you and loves you, well, let's talk about it. Get over it. Find someone to talk to. Go ahead and go get to your happy place. Get a coach. Get someone to talk to. Because you know what? Nobody cares about your problems. Everybody has their own problems. Okay? So if you're in a pissy mood, get over it. And sometimes it's hard to do. Believe me. I get in my funks. I get it. Then I don't want to be around people. So get in control of your emotions. Your personality is your greatest asset or your greatest liability because it embraces everything you control, your mind, your body, and your soul. To be happy, make someone else happy. Be a giver. Be a servant. Okay? Help others. You know, it's so funny. You know, if you have that friend that you call and you want to talk and all they do is redirect the conversation back to them and their problems, you might want to either, A, call them out, and if they're a good friend, they'll still be hanging out with you. If not, you know what? Maybe you need to get some new friends that are more of a give and take. Because some people are very selfish. They're so wrapped up in their own life and their own problems, they don't have time for you. And, you know, if you're really in a good place and everything is great, you have that energy to give out. But if people are not willing to you know, be there for you, you got to take a look at them. So very interesting. I know that we're getting close to being done here. So faith, we talked about faith. faith is a huge component. Faith is the awareness of, belief in, and harmonizing with universal powers. With faith, all things are possible. I believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I believe that being in touch with this God, when you meditate and focus on him and his ways, that you will have power. Faith is a state of mind which must be active, not passive. You have to have an active faith. You have to step out in faith. You have to take actions and have this active faith to be useful in achieving lasting success. So you really need to have an active faith. Close the door to fear behind you. Fear is the opposite of faith. False evidence appearing real. Fear is the devil. Fear is the devil. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, intuition or things aren't right. You're walking down that dark alley at night and you know, maybe you don't want to go that way. That's different. There's an intuitive, you know, intrinsic intuition that you need to tap into. But fear, everybody, oh, I'm so scared to do this. Get out of your own way. Close the door to fear behind you. And you will see the door of faith quickly opening before you. Doors will open. If you step out, build it, and they will come. It's so true. Fear is nothing more than a state of mind, and it's subject to your own direction and control. Faith will not bring you what you desire, but it will show you the way to go. And then you take the action and you go after it. See, that's the thing. So many people can confuse this law of attraction where you just hope and wish and, you know, think about it. No. You need to get out of the boat and you need to start taking steps and action steps and math. Baby steps at first, okay? Everybody, we all need to do baby steps at first. As long as you are making positive progress and a good progression, that is why having a coach is awesome, because a coach will help you scale to where you're going. And, you know, sometimes coaching may be expensive, but it can be priceless. You know, go get a spiritual counselor. Go to churches. Sometimes they can help you. We're going to have call-in capacity once we get some resources here. If you'd like to help fund this show, contact me. I'm going to start, you know, trying to do this every day. My focus to do Awaken to Empowerment is really awaken ourselves to our own personal empowerment and realize that nothing is impossible if we believe. We're going to be winding this down here. We got through three of them. We got through faith, personality, mastermind, and definiteness of purpose. So we actually got through four. Going the extra mile is number five. And strength and success and struggle go hand in hand. Render more and better service than you are paid for, and sooner or later you'll receive compound interest from your investment. It's so true. The end of the rainbow is at the end of the second mile. The quality of the service rendered plus the quantity of the service rendered plus the mental attitude, which it is rendered, equals your compensation. The more you give, the more you get. And, you know, it's kind of like that paying it forward. It's developing that excellence lifestyle. And some people just get by. Oh, I'm showing up to work. You've got to be the best you can be. We've got 90 seconds left to this show, so I'm going to stop right there. But be of excellent service always. Always do more than is expected of you. You see an elderly person that's having a hard time pushing their grocery cart, go introduce yourself and say, I'm here to help you. You know, I introduce yourself. Let them know who you are and what your intention is, because you don't want to scare them, because some people are creepazoids. So help someone today. Help someone today. Be grateful today. We're going to start doing this wonderful meditation in the morning. And if one could find peace, he must come out of passion. So follow the highest promptings within you. Always be true to your divine self. To reply upon the inward voice, the inward light, and pursue your purpose with a fearless, restful heart, believing the future will yield to you the need of every thought and effort. Knowing that the laws of the universe can never fail and that your own will come back to you with a mathematical exactitude, this is faith and living a faith. So just find faith in what you're doing. Pray, And hopefully we'll be back here really quick, maybe tomorrow again. But sign off with Boston. This is Carol Parisi. Live, awaken to empowerment. The only way to live is to be empowered. So go for it.